you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 1988 workplace romantic comedy drama Working Girl, starring Melanie Griffith, Sigourney Weaver, Harrison Ford, and Joan Cusack, directed by Mike Nichols. This was supposed to be Saturday's review, and I put a post on social media explaining why I had to delay it till Tuesday. I had a dental procedure happen on Friday, and my dumbass was thinking, oh, I can just have this dental procedure. I've had plenty of them now. I can do this, let it heal, and be ready to review everything for Saturday. No, that didn't happen. First off, I was in a good amount of discomfort, so I was like, oh, this sucks. And then secondly, if you actually could hear my voice, it was muffled. It just sounded terrible. It really wouldn't sound great on the mic, so I had to delay this review until Tuesday. I know that I also said that we're having a new theme for Tuesday, which was going to be Irish movies. That's canceled. I've now changed the entire thing to be a grab bag week. So today we're going to do the review of Working Girl as we were supposed to do on Saturday. Thursday is going to be the 007 debriefings with Zero and I doing Moonraker. And then Saturday I'm going to review the 1954 version of A Star is Born, starring Judy Garland, directed by George Cukor. I reviewed the first A Star is Born last year. I thought it was pretty damn good. But I've heard this one is really good, so I am going to look forward to that to see how that turns out. So that will be for this Saturday. So this week is completely planned, and then at the end I will give you for next Tuesday's theme and next Tuesday's movie. And let's get into it. Let's get into the review of Working Girl, directed by Mike Nichols. Before that, let's get into the plot. Tessa McGill, who is played by Melanie Griffith, is a receptionist, a very frustrated one at that. She feels like she can reach to higher grounds because she's smart enough and driven enough to do so. But she's being held back by what seems to be a more sexist culture or just having bad luck. She then gets a fourth new boss in Catherine, played by Sigourney Weaver. She gives Catherine a really good business tip that would lead to a lot of money to the firm. But when Catherine ends up in the hospital with an injured leg, Tess finds out that she is taking her idea and then using it on her own without giving her credit. When she finds out that Catherine is injured, she then assumes her role and speaks to an investment broker, Jack Traynor, played by Harrison Ford, to get her deal finished and to get the credit for doing the deal. Now that we've gotten to the plot, let's get to my 3 points. And my first point is, this is fairly standard in both workplace drama and romance. I was kind of surprised how standard this movie was when it came to both workplace dramas and romance dramas, because I kept hearing that this film is actually really good. It's very funny in certain spots. There's some good light comedy in the movie, but other than that, I thought it was kind of standard. It was something that I've been seeing multiple times before in other comedies. Is it bad? Not necessarily, but it's not something that really wowed me. It was like, oh yeah, I've seen this before. It's pleasant enough, I guess. The plot's pretty standard. Guess what happens throughout the entire film, but it's still enjoyable, but don't expect something that will make you think deeply or will blow you away with how different it is. But my second point is going to be, the added twist does enhance the movie some. I'm not going to spoil the twist, but what I will say is that when it happens, when the revelation happens about a certain character and their relationship with somebody else, I think it actually adds a little more to the movie than it really detracts. I think it generally helps the supporting characters more than the main character, which I'll get into my third point. But when that twist eventually happens, it actually makes the film a little more enjoyable. The only problem I have is that twist doesn't happen until the beginning of the third act, which I think if it happened earlier into the film, then I would have been like, oh, this is more interesting now. I think this is going to go in a different direction. But since it went to the third act, they kind of had to rush that twist to its inevitable conclusion. I liked it. I thought it was a decent twist, but I kind of wish they did more with it. And my third point, great cast, but Ford is the highlight. You would think that a film called Working Girl, it might be the women that have the best performances, but there are some really good performances by the women too. I liked Joan Cusack in the movie. I think she was good as the best friend of Melanie Griffith. She has some funny lines and does some funny things in the movie. She's only in it so much. I really like Sigourney Weaver, but she is not in the film that much at all. So I was kind of hoping to see more of this character who is supposed to be pretty evil and conniving, but is very fake and very much about putting her best face forward, even if it's not her genuine face. And then Melanie Griffith is good as a character, but the problem I have with Tess in this movie is that she doesn't have much in the way of a personality other than driven, nice, naive, and that's kind of it. She's a standard heroine in these type of movies. It's fine. I think her performance is good, but she's not that interesting. But I think the best performance is actually Harrison Ford. And what's interesting about Ford's performance is that Ford is basically Harrison Ford in this movie. But because he bounces off so well with Melanie Griffith and the other characters in this film, he basically is kind of like a rock to everybody else that bounces off of it. He just adds a credibility and a likability to everybody else when he's around. When Melanie Griffith and him are on screen together, both are much better. Even when Harrison Ford's character is with Sigourney Weaver, the way he acts and that he interacts with that character too makes it much better too. So I just like his performance the best in this movie. Who is this film for? I think this film is for people who prefer hard-working workplace films. I think ever since Office Space, there's probably films before it, the popular type of workplace films are the ones where it says, oh, fuck work. Oh, work sucks. Oh my God, who fucking hate work? This is not that type of film, but this film is more for people who like driven characters, who I want to beat the system, break the glass ceiling, yada, 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 and make something more of myself than where I'm at. So if you like those type of workplace films that are more about hardworking people than people who want to just buck the system, then I would say this is for you. Who I also think this is for are people who like more aspirational films. This film is meant to be more aspirational, more of a film to make you feel like, oh, I can do this too. If Tess can do it, I can do it. And if you are into those type of films, I'd say you should definitely go for it in this film. It's still a little corny. It still goes through the same tropes. But if you enjoy those types of films, go for it. Overall, I'm going to recommend Working Girl. However, I'm going to also say that I was kind of disappointed by it. You have this great director, Mike Nichols. You have this great cast. But it just feels like the cast was really holding the film together. Whereas if it was any other actors who were playing this, this would have been a really below average movie. Because the actors were dialing the charm up in the film, it kind of punched above its weight. Again, I liked all the actors in this film, but I especially liked Harrison Ford. He's actually quite charming in this movie, even though he's just bouncing off of the other actors in this film. Overall, I do recommend Working Girl, but I will say this is not a movie that I would really seek out to see immediately. This is more of a, okay, I just want like a happy, nice movie that I don't have to think too hard on, and it just has some charming, likable characters. For that, I will recommend Working Girl. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for Thursday, me and Zero are going to review Moonraker for the 77 Debriefings. Saturday, I'm going to review A Star is Born, directed by George Cukor and starring Judy Garland. Tuesday, the new theme is going to be Catholic movies. Easter is coming up, so I thought it would be a good idea to watch some movies that really dive into or have the theme of Catholicism in some aspects. And I thought I would watch the film from Martin Scorsese, The Last Temptation of Christ. Now, some of you who are listening to this going, oh, Wiz, really? I mean, isn't that really controversial? Like, I think it was when it came out. I don't know if it is anymore. But I've been really wanting to watch this, and I've also wanted to watch more Scorsese films. So I'm going to go check out The Last Temptation of Christ, starring Willem Dafoe, directed by Martin Scorsese. So for Thursday, we're going to do 77 Debriefings with Moonraker. Saturday, A Star is Born, directed by George Cukor. And Tuesday, The Last Temptation of Christ, directed by Martin Scorsese. I am the Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.